AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Arkansas is trying to execute several prisoners before one of its lethal drugs expires at the end of the month. Last night, killer Liddell Lee was taken into the death chamber. Our Sean Murphy was there.
At 11:45, execution began. The inmate was strapped to a gurney, leather straps over his head and his arms. His arms were extended. He had an IV in each arm. So the first drug began to flow.
He had no final words. Liddell Lee beat a woman to death in 1993. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is overseas, warning Syria not to use chemical weapons against its own people again.
They'd be ill-advised to try to use any again. We made that very clear with our strike. So I'll just leave it at that.
The U.S. launched airstrikes against a Syrian military base earlier this month after Syria gassed its own people, says the White House. Two French officials say the gunman who shot and killed a police officer yesterday in the heart of Paris and wounded two others had threatened police in February but was released because they didn't have enough evidence against him. Our Laurie Hennant is in Paris.
A couple of police officials have told me that he had already been flagged for being an extremist and having ties to them.
Police shot and killed the gunman. The Islamic State group claims responsibility for the attack. A 15-year-old Tennessee girl is going back to her family after being found in a remote part of California with her high school teacher, who's under arrest. Asked whether she went with him willingly, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director Mark Gwynn said this.
She's a young girl that's with a grown man that's 50 years old. So he needs to be held accountable for kidnapping this girl.
Overseas, Britain is marking Queen Elizabeth's 91st birthday with gun salutes. This is AP Radio News. There are reports that prosecutors are at least considering charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has this.
CNN says authorities are preparing to seek Assange's arrest. The Washington Post listing possible charges including conspiracy, theft of government property, and violation of the Espionage Act. Attorney General Jeff Sessions tells reporters that the government has to take its security seriously.
We have professionals at Bennett, the security business of the United States, for many years that are shocked by the number of leaks.
Last month, WikiLeaks released thousands of documents revealing the CIA's cyber espionage tools. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Investigators are trying to figure out why a gunman opened fire on two utility workers in a residential neighborhood in St. Louis, killing both of them before shooting and killing himself. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.